Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly movie review. And this one is another Netflix movie called Polar, or P-O-L-A-R, Polar, or Polar. I'm going to say Polar. So the thing is, this was adapted from one of the Dark Horse graphic novels by the same name named Polar, Came from the Cold. And it's an assassin movie with another one of the great actors that I really, really enjoy. Waiting for him to be nominated for an Oscar, but he does a whole lot of, you know, mean guys overseas. It's Mads Mikkelsen. Done a whole lot of great movies. If you've seen him, if you've seen his movies, because he's from Copenhagen, Denmark. So that's a really interesting thing too. But he's done a lot of good stuff that I really, really enjoy. He shows up differently in a lot of things. He was in the Hannibal series, which was he was Hannibal. He became that guy. There's another one called The Hunt he was in, that he did really, really well on that. He was in Quantum of Solace, Casino Royale. He was in so many great movies, even the one overseas. I'm not going to filter through all of those, but he shows up very, very well in a lot of movies, which brings us to Polar. So Polar, the world top assassin, Duncan Vizsla, is setting into retirement when his former employee marks him as a liability to the firm. Against his will, he finds himself back in the game, going head to head with an army of younger killers. And they didn't really realize, because his nickname was the Black Kaiser. Really crazy. But yeah, so anyway, the basic concept was, you know, these assassins work for so long, and then when they're ready to retire, they have like $1 million pension. But the company, what happens is, right when they go for their last job, they get killed. And notoriously, they're able to pay their bills off with this money that's actually being built up by these assassins. And as they kill them off, they don't have to pay for them. So it goes and stays in their coffers. And then they'll tell the next one, hey, if you're getting ready to retire, guess what? You can get your money, partner. You can get your money. But they wanted to kill him off. But the problem is, he was one of the best. So now they go back and forth trying to get to him. He gets captured. They torture him. Different things that happens. Really grossly just action-packed killing and all that. So if you're in a mood for one of those, that's what it is. If you're in mood to see really deep brooding, hey, this guy is really conflicted, it doesn't do a good job with that. I think the director, Jonas Åkerlund, he didn't do a good job with this. I think he just strictly went with, hey, how are we going to be exciting and as gory as possible, and show all shooting and show, you know, just a lot of gratuitous action and violence and everything like that. And didn't do a real good job with that either. You know, compare that to The Punisher, you would say, wow, The Punisher was awesome with the storyline. But this one was okay. It was, you can see it and you can move on. So not done really, really well. It doesn't get me to want to go read the graphic novel either. It's just kind of typical of what you thought would happen in a typical graphic novel setting with assassins who just want to get out of being assassins. So you do get that. And as you get it, you go through the process and go, yeah, I get it. There's scenes in there with these young assassins going around, just killing people for the hell of it. You know what I mean? Just trying to get information. Because what Duncan Vizsla, or what Vizsla's done throughout the whole movie, was he set up some areas where he would be. So when he retired, people wouldn't know where he would be. He had apartments and had people live in those, and he set them up with his name, and he supported a whole bunch of places where he may be or he may not be, but he set that all up. So if someone was trying to track him, there would be a way for him to know that they're coming after him. So that was really interesting. But in the interim, you got these like five or six young assassins going around just killing these people, trying to get to him. And, you know, they just kill them in graphic fashion, but not really anything that's kind of like, wow, that was interesting, or wow, look how they got to this, or any morals or anything that I won't kill them. I got my information and let's keep moving on. So it was just dumb violence in a lot of it. Mads, he tried to keep his personality, and you see he had memories of things that he regret. This is like a sloppily done John Wick. I would say that. But, you know, John Wick is a lot better. But this one really wasn't good, and then it was a single movie. He didn't die at the end. I think they was trying to say maybe we can extend this and continue the series. It started back in 2014, and then they started filming, I think, last year, and probably rushed through it or didn't get the right director to kind of interpret what the movie should look like. So I don't know. Not a really, really good movie. I don't really recommend it unless you're sitting around and want to see some gratuitous violence with a really good actor. There's not a lot of known actors that's supporting with him. So when you look there, there's a list of characters who you may not know or you may have seen slightly, but not really. Oh, yeah, Richard Dreyfuss did show up as a turncoat ass bitch. You know, I mean, that was kind of fucked up what he did, but it was all right. But it was okay. Not a recommended, not a real recommended movie, but again, it is on Netflix. Thank God it was on there. I'm telling you, if they advertised this right, this would have, a lot of people would have went to the movies and then they would have stopped going the next week. So I think their best bet was to put it directly to Netflix. So I think they came up with a really good idea to show it from that. But other than that, see it if you like. Not a recommendation. Fade to Black Cinema. See us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday with TV reviews, movie reviews, and TV movie reviews. I'm still trying to get through my Asian movies on Thursday. I think I got a couple more left before I'll turn that off, but I do have a couple left that I would like to do. So check me out on Thursdays where you see my Asian movie review. I'm not doing any TV series yet. I'm just going to do a couple of movies and then I'll shoot back to the TV series. But I'll see you next Wednesday. I really appreciate you stopping by. Fade to Black Cinema on every podcast downloads. BougieBlackBrother.com. On the website, you can actually see the trailers that I put on there, as well as the download podcast. Or if not, just go to your regular podcast and get it from there. And that's what I got for this week. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you next week on Fade to Black Cinema. Later.